I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson. And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time. Hello, and welcome to Building the Puzzle, One Piece at a Time. I'm your host, Alex. It's just me today. I don't have a co-host. This episode is just pretty much a mother episode. We do these sometimes on the podcast. Once in a while, we've done them in the past. Sean will do his own episode for the fathers, and I do my own for the mothers. Today, what I want to talk about is just where you start in the beginning of this journey compared to how much your views change over time. In the beginning, I remember a friend of mine, actually, and this memory just sticks out of my head. Grayson was 3 months old, and her son was 3 months older. And I'm sorry, Grayson was not 3 months old, but her son is 3 months older. And it was around the time between, I'd say, 6 months to about 14 months. She had sent me a message and had said, the pediatrician thinks that I should get my son an evaluation from early intervention from the state. And she said, I don't think he needs it. I know my kid. And I remember Grayson was a little baby, and I thought to myself, yeah, you absolutely know your kid. And I remember sending her that message and saying, you know, don't listen to what she thinks, blah, blah, blah. I was stupid. I didn't know anything of what I was talking about, knowing what I know now. At that time, I thought, how could, you know, a parent not know if something was wrong with their child? And at that time, we had no idea about Grayson, you know, having autism. And we kind of left the conversation at that through text message, and I never heard her bring it up again. Well, when I was going through my own journey, when that was starting in the beginning, Grayson, it started with a speech evaluation. If you've guys listened to the podcast previous episodes, you know that. But for our new listeners out there, it started as a speech evaluation. And from there, they came out to evaluate the state, and that's when they said possible autism. And my world was just shook, honestly. Whole range of emotions, but I remember thinking at the time, and some of the sessions I had recorded and things like that, so I didn't forget anything to do with Grayson, because it was in the beginning, and I didn't really know what I was doing. I was very uneducated on autism, inexperienced. So I really wanted to just dive right in fully and be hands-on with him and involved with therapy, and I always was. So sometimes when I go back and I listen to these recordings now from when it just started, you know, I remember the evaluator saying, well, does he do this? Does he do this? And I'm like, well, no, because, you know, I do it for him. I don't really give him the opportunity to do it. And not knowing that they were red flags, even though I don't give him the opportunity, there still has to be that motivation there from him. And a neurotypically developing child has that. And that was something I was missing. And I think a big part of that was, you know, I never babysat. I was an only child. I wasn't really around children. I had one cousin who was like a couple years younger than me. So there were really no babies in the family for me to know, you know, time frames of, you know, milestones of what age they should be doing things. So that was really difficult for me. I did a lot of reading, a lot of researching, just basic things. How many words should a one-year-old know? But still, I still thought Grayson was neurotypical. I will say I thought he was neurotypical before the evaluation. As soon as the evaluation happened and they said possible autism, I knew then 1,000% he had autism. And I remember even Sean, my husband, saying, well, we don't know that. And I said, no, he 100% has autism. He is autistic. And I remember it was such a shock to me. Here I'm taking care of this child, and it's like I don't even know my own child. But with Grayson, it was hard to know. He had great eye contact as a baby. So some of the things I was researching about autism in the beginning, Some things he didn't meet their criteria, but other things, yes, he absolutely did. So that was definitely a learning curve. And when I just look back to just some of the things I used to say and just not knowing anything that I know now, I kind of sounded ridiculous to myself, honestly. I look back and I'm like, okay, I was just starting out. That's understandable. And, you know, I don't have any regrets about anything. I was just, I think, in the beginning, you're kind of in denial and shock. Kind of tearing up talking about this. For some reason, every time I go back to the beginning, it just, like, opens the floodgates. It's super emotional for me. And I talk about this a lot, and I actually did a little bit of a live clip on my Instagram when we first launched the podcast. And I remember listening to it after Sean had done the editing and listening to the podcast, and it was about the beginning of our journey. And as soon as I started talking about the diet, the evaluation and things like that, like, my body just reacts at this point. I almost feel like it's like your body remembers trauma, and I'm not saying it was trauma, but yeah, it rocked my world. It was definitely a huge life-changing moment. I was grieving what I thought, you know, my child's life with us would look like, things that he would do. I've always stayed positive, but yeah, part of you is just like, what's going to happen to him if something happens to me and Sean? What do we do? Is he going to get married? Is he going to be able to take care of himself? What happens if he can't take care of himself? And, you know, we pass away. What happens to him? And that is a terrifying feeling. And I'm sure a lot of you guys understand that. You know, this is just going to be a raw, unedited episode. And I'm just trying to be as transparent as I can, you know, because I feel your pain. If you're just beginning on this journey, definitely do your research. Definitely be hands-on and involved and learn everything that you can possibly learn, because it will predict the outcome and the success of your child. We've noticed that ourselves with Grayson. You know, Grayson is so successful because of Grayson working hard, because of therapists that we have in place, and because, and I'm not tooting our own horns, but because of his parents too. We have worked around the clock, and I've always pretty much looked at it as like this. I love this comparison. You can either not do anything in the beginning, and when the child, and I'm not saying this for every case, but if they have severe autism, like Grayson at 2 was diagnosed with, I don't think he would be diagnosed severe anymore. But for Grayson, I always just felt like I need to pour my heart and soul into this now, because I do hear stories of parents that aren't involved and they go through hell for a really long time. Not hell, but it's very, very difficult. The child is struggling, the family unit is struggling, and that's just not what I wanted. I thought if we just put our all into this now, things will be better in the end. And that's what I've done. I just thought that I would rather, in this part of my life, work my butt off with him now than not doing anything at all now and sitting here until he's 11, 12 and having him be severe and me just starting to help him. That time is gone. And I felt as though it was better to kind of deal with these things when he was younger, which it is, which is why early intervention is so important, than later on, because these behaviors, etc., they become habits and they are very hard to break. So that is my advice to you guys. Don't wait on this. Get involved. Get the services that your child deserves. I was talking about my friend in the beginning, you know, they chose not to do early intervention. And, you know, now it's really hard because, you know, their son just had a speech evaluation and he's going to be starting school, and they can no longer afford the services at home because it's very, very expensive. And, you know, he missed out on that time of having early intervention, which would have been covered by the state, and having that help. So it's super important. And, you know, my friend was somebody who wanted to homeschool her son. And now she's forced with the decision of having to send him to school because of not being able to get the services now. So you guys don't want that to happen. You want these services in home, natural environment. It is the best way. I always thought going somewhere was better, but knowing what I know now and watching and being involved, it is 100%, I feel as though, more productive at home in a natural environment, because at home, they're very distracted. They have their comfort zone. If you can work with them there and they're doing great, they're going to be fine in the real world. And Grayson always has. Grayson loves going out. He's very, very well behaved. And I'm just thankful that we started so early. I don't know where we would be today, honestly, if it wasn't for early intervention. Even though towards the end, Grayson did not want to work with them anymore, right before ABA, I don't know where we would have been. I don't know where I would have been without those therapists. I mean, they taught me everything I needed to know between our DI and our OT. They were almost like a therapist to me. They would come in the home, and if, let's say, Grayson fell asleep right before, they would pretty much sit down on the floor with me and, how are you doing? You know, because the family unit has to be strong or the child is going to suffer. And that was very, very helpful to me. Our OT would constantly talk to me about just knowledgeable things of what I need to know, IEPs, school, because back then we were going to send Grayson to school. So it definitely gave me a lot of knowledge that I needed. And now I'm able to pass that on to you guys. So I'm so grateful for what we've been through. I'm so grateful for having Grayson in our lives. He is such a blessing, and he is going to do such wonderful things. I just can't wait to see where, not where life takes him, where he takes life. He is just such a firecracker and a vibrant, vibrant soul. And he just amazes me every single day. So that's pretty much all I have for you guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know I have, and I'm sorry that I've gotten emotional. It's just super hard for me that time. Like I said, I think your body remembers traumatic things. Even if you're not thinking about that every second, once you talk about that, that's what happens. So thanks to you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you guys giving us the time out of your day to listen to these episodes. And we hope that we're providing you with the information that helps you. If there's anything that you guys want to hear an episode on, or any questions at all, please send them in to us. You can reach us on Facebook and on Instagram under Building the Puzzle. And you can also go to buildingthepuzzle.com, and you'll see our podcast there, our podcast link. Send us a message, and we would love to do an episode on what you guys want to hear. We definitely want to listen to your requests. With that,
for Autism, building the puzzle, one piece at a time. I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well, at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.